You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. A village of Coxsackie vote on a zoning law that might spark a lawsuit will be held at 7 p.m. January 11th rather than January 8th. Local Law No. 6 of 2017 would repeal Local Law No. 4 of 2008 and replace Chapter 87 of the Village Code of the Village of Coxsackie in its entirety and would limit the amount of manufactured and modular homes per area. Sam Landy of UMH Properties said in a January 5th interview on WGXC that his company would file an Article 78 lawsuit against the village if the law passes. He claims the law is aimed at his proposal to build 160 homes on 64 acres in the village. In an October 11th story in Columbia Green Media, Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans claimed that the law has nothing to do with UMH, but, quote, it could affect them, end quote. The Associated Press is reporting a new report is highly critical of New York State for the slow pace of expansion of its pre-kindergarten programs. The analysis released January 8th by the left-leaning Alliance for Quality Education found last year's investment in full-day schooling for four-year-olds in 14 districts resulted in only 476 new openings for students. At that rate, it will take the state 163 years to offer enough spots for all four-year-old students. The report concludes that more money is needed to follow through on the state's promises to provide universal pre-K throughout the state. Currently, universal pre-K is only offered for four-year-olds in New York City. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Newly sworn in Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin added his campaign director Richard Crist to his assembly payroll last September in a part-time position that paid the equivalent of about $67,000 a year. Crist, a longtime Republican political operative in Rensselaer County, filed timesheets with the assembly indicating he worked as McLaughlin's communications director from September 21st through the end of the year. The timesheets show Crist usually worked no more than 17 hours per week, including holidays and weekends. Quote, I was the only staffer performing duties on a part-time basis in his office during the time period cited, end quote, Crist said in a statement Friday. He said that his, quote, work included interaction with state, county, and local officials on various issues, response to correspondence, preparation and delivery of proclamations and commendations, review of emails, collection and review of physical mail, answering phones, research of various assembly and Senate bills, transport and or accompanying the assemblyman to various public appearances, end quote. Most of Crist's hours listed on the assembly payroll sheets indicate he worked between 1 and 4 hours per day, 7 days per week. He also worked on state holidays. Read the full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors adopted the 2018 county budget December 13th. The budget calls for spending nearly $150 million, of which $42.5 million is expected to come from the tax levy. The 2018 tax levy will be $769,500 higher than for last year, an increase of 1.84%. In a letter to the public following passage of the budget, Matt Murrell, Republican of Stockport and chairman of the Board of Supervisors, wrote, quote, this budget has been composed with no cuts in services for residents, no reduction in programs, and no county workforce reduction, while importantly, the county remains attuned to the needs of those who may face adverse personal situations. This budget enables the county to continue its commitment to Columbia Green Community College, as well as purchasing a new emergency services training center for our volunteer firemen and emergency service workers, end quote. Murrell also said the county has, quote, developed a comprehensive plan to address the opioid epidemic, end quote, and has increased school security and enhanced the sheriff's drug enforcement and education capabilities. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.